The two boats and their 8 crew members are on deployment from the Maritime Safety and Security Team in Seattle. They are trained in search and rescue, law enforcement, and Federal Marine Resource Authority. Chief Petty Officer Joseph Wozniak says the Marine Safety and Security Team, or MSST, can drop in wherever it's needed.
Our capabilities are to augment different units or different sectors of the Coast Guard, because there's so many miles of coastline and aren't enough people to protect it or to carry out that mission, so which is where my unit comes in at.
There are 11 MSSTs around the country, all deployable anywhere in the world, according to Wozniak. His unit sent 2 boats to Lake Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, to assist in the search for the victims of a fatal plane collision there on July 6th. The 2 boats in Sitka this summer belong to the 7 total assigned in Seattle. Wozniak says MSST Seattle is a busy patrol.
When we're not deployed, we operate in the Puget Sound, on the U.S.-Canada border, locally in Seattle. We do a lot of missions as far as waterside security goes. There's a lot of high-capacity passenger vessels with the ferry system in Seattle. So we are constantly on the water one way or another.
Arriving in Sitka earlier this month, the MSST first had to ride out COVID testing and a quarantine while getting to know the area waters from Peril Strait to Crawfish Inlet. Wozniak says that once the team is cleared for duty, Sitkans can expect recreational and commercial vessel boardings and inspections with the emphasis on safety. He says it's not about running up numbers.
We don't have any quotas or standard requirements to be out there, but we're definitely eager to take advantage of the good weather windows and complete patrols of opportunity as much as we can.
Wozniak says the MSST works closely with the local dockside safety examiner. If he's on the water and sees 2 boats, one with a dockside safety examination sticker and one without, Wozniak says that 9 times out of 10, he'll stop and talk with the operator of the uninspected boat. And being Coast Guard, safety doesn't stop on the beach.
We actually helped a guy change his flat tire coming down from Harbor Mountain. And he asked us, you know, how he could repay us. And we're like, we're just paying it forward and we're here to help.
The Coast Guard Marine Safety and Security Team's deployment in Sitka runs through August, when the 2 29-footers will be trailered back onto a barge and returned to Seattle. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.